You know, it's a fascinating company that it's a niche company, if you will, and it's really latched on to the popularity of Teslas, starting out with the S and then the X and the 3, and now there's the Y. And there are little missing ingredients all along, maybe a little something to cover up your key fob or something to handle your phone or add some lighting. And Abstract Ocean has been selling these products for a long time, and I've bought some of them. But it was only recently I realized I wasn't dealing with, you know, somebody out of China or something. In fact, I'm dealing with somebody out of Bedford. Peter White's the founder, the CEO of Abstract Ocean, and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Hey, David. Good to speak to you.
So how did you, I mean, Teslas haven't been around all that long. How did you latch on to Tesla and find those little missing ingredients that are on their cars?
So back in 2012, I was working with a guy in IT, and he had a Volt, and he said, "Hey, have you heard of a company called Tesla?" And at the time, I had no idea who they were. But, you know, I'm a gadget guy, and I kind of did some research and found the Model S and, you know, literally put together a PowerPoint of 5 different cars I might be buying in 2013 and presented it to my wife, and the Model S kind of surfaced to the top. So, you know, back then the car didn't exist, so we put down a deposit on a virtual car, essentially, and we got it in early 2013. And at that point, all the Tesla cars came with these slippery little key fobs. If you own a Model S or a Model X, you'd be very familiar with them. And there was no way to mount it to your key ring and stuff like that. So that's where we started with a little product called a Fob Pocket. We just made 50 of them purely as a hobby to one of the Tesla forums online. And they just sold out overnight, and it just kind of grew and grew and grew from there. And, you know, over time, we've constantly been expecting Tesla to, you know, improve some of these products, maybe the lighting or something like that, because it's one of our core products, but they just don't. And we're happy for that, of course. You know, that's the main revenue line.
I mean,
you're
right. I did. I bought some of your lights to replace, you know, the little LED lights inside, mm-hmm. like under the wheel well. And the difference was dramatic. And that's one of those things you would have thought that they would have fixed. Well, and then, so your business, I guess, has been a function of the popularity of the Tesla and the fact that they keep selling more and more and more and opening up new models. I would guess, has your business grown exponentially with the Teslas?
It really has, yeah. It's tracked Tesla's trajectory completely. You know, up until Model 3 launched, kind of, you know, loosely in early 2018, but you know, more complete in the mid 2018 timeframe. You know, the business has essentially doubled year on year since then. And it's doing well. You know, you're absolutely right. We've kind of put all of our eggs in one basket with Tesla. A few people have asked as well, have you looked at, you know, doing it for Toyota or a different brand? But that's not what we're about. You know, the business started out as a hobby. You know, we are still Tesla owners, first and foremost. And, you know, everything we develop and sell is based on our experience of owning a Tesla.
But you, Teslas are now sold all over the globe. Do you sell all over the globe?
We do, yeah. In fact, logistics is, you know, is a constant thorn in our side, especially now, you know, with COVID-19, there's very limited commercial cargo space. So getting product around the world is difficult. But yeah, absolutely. You may tell from my accent, I'm not native Texas. So I'm kind of familiar with buying product, you know, from Europe, from the US. So we really try and make an effort to make that as easy as possible and as cost effective as possible.
Yeah, you do not have a classic Bedford, Texas accent.
No, I'm way East Texas.
So what about the prospect that they will start assembling some Teslas here? The rumors have been rampant. It sure looks kind of like fact that maybe the Y and the truck would be manufactured out of Austin. And you know, maybe relocate the entire headquarters here. You think it'll affect your business?
I don't think it'll affect it. I mean, we're super excited about the Cybertruck. We managed to go to the launch, and you know, we went through the same emotional curve that everyone went through. They kind of saw it the first time and thought, ooh, that wasn't what I was expecting. And you know, needless to say, by the end of the night, we put down a reservation. So, you know, what better place to build a truck than in Texas? It makes a lot of sense. I think that Tesla will always have a base in Silicon Valley. That makes a lot of sense as well for software and R&D. But from a manufacturing perspective, you know, Texas is a good place to build stuff.
Well, have you so the new models come out. So now, so first, I guess it was the 3 most recently, now the Y. In the case of the Y, have you found out things that are missing, ways to improve on what Tesla does and new products for you to sell?
So the Y is, 75% of Model 3. So if you think of it as essentially a blown up version of Model 3, but a lot of the components are exactly the same. So the dashboard, the center console, the screen, the lights, all exactly the same as a Model 3. So a lot of the opportunities you had on Model 3, we have on Model Y as well. But then there's some additional ones too, because Model Y is a hatchback, but there's no parcel shelf. There's no way to kind of cover whatever you have in the trunk, for example. So there may be something we can do there. But fundamentally, the Y is very, very similar to the Model 3. And obviously, that's why Tesla are building profitable cars, because they leverage their previous model to develop new models.
So have you any, the Cybertruck, I guess, except for a few ghost models that show up from time to time, really doesn't exist yet. But have you got ideas for products for it?
Maybe. That's a whole different, kind of paradigm shift for accessories, right? Because all of a sudden you're into big, chunky accessories and maybe go in the back of it, maybe for camping or something like that. So, our business so far has essentially been built on stuff that weighs less than a pound and that we can ship in a padded bag, more or less. So when we get into that game, it's going to be very different. So we'll see where that goes. But it seems that, Cybertruck has just become amazingly popular with, diehard truck fans as well. So there's just a ton of potential for that vehicle.
Well, I can't imagine that some little outfit in Bedford, Texas that makes key fobs for a car that barely sells would be very attractive. I would think that would have changed substantially. Have you heard from any suitors out there?
Yeah, actually, we've had a couple of approaches. So far, we've not gone down that road. We've been lucky enough to be, cash flow positive since day one. We started out of our house. We finally just got out of the house into a new facility. But it's essentially a family business. It's really my wife that runs the day-to-day business. Our kids do some of the packing. And we have a couple of other people come in and help us when we need it. But, it's a pretty small-scale local business that's selling globally, and that's just purely by being on the internet
and then obviously you don't make LEDs in Bedford. I assume you contract for the products that you sell, you design them and then contract for them.
Exactly right. Yeah, so we manufacture quite a bit here in Bedford. So we sell a lot of vinyl products to kind of cover up the shiny center console with different finishes. So we manufacture a lot of that stuff here and design it. But it's a global economy, so a lot of the other stuff we manufacture all over the world, actually, Australia, Taiwan, China, of course, but just about everywhere. It's about a 50-50 split between products that we source domestically versus internationally.
So are all the cars the same? I mean, do the same key fobs and lighting and phone and USB things that work on cars they sell in the UK or China?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, there's a few subtle changes. I mean, obviously the wheel's on a different side in the UK and a few other countries, but generally speaking, it's the same. There's different charging standards in outside of North America, so the charging port is different on non-North American cars. But basically, it's the same. And even if you look at left-hand drive versus right-hand drive, Tesla are very, very effective or cost efficient at building cars. So it really is just a mirror image of the North American version of the car.
And lastly, you talked about some of the logistic challenges with COVID-19. But by the same token, Abstract Ocean doesn't rely on bricks and mortar stores. So none of your operations have been shut down, have they?
No, we're really lucky. I mean, obviously, it's had a general impact. People are, buying lights for your car is discretionary spend, right? So, whenever something like this hits the world, it's going to slow things down. But you're absolutely right. We can carry on doing business, as long as the UPS guy shows up every day, which he has, we can carry on shipping products. So there's pros and cons to being an e-commerce store, but certainly the, kind of independence from that sort of day-to-day thing is a good thing.
Well, but by the same token, a lot of people have a lot more time at home on their hands and do-it-yourself projects come into play, and maybe putting in a new set of light bulbs is the thing that you choose.
Exactly. Yeah.
Peter Weitz, the founder, the CEO of Abstract Ocean, or actually maybe your wife's the CEO.
She's the chief girl. She proudly calls herself the chief girl.
Check out Abstract Ocean. It's a fascinating small business that has done well. We wish you all the best. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.